A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds that then dissipate. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center. Lionsgate. Concentric gray and white circles form, light draws an H and flashes, the H sits within a red and white target, Herrick Entertainment. Words appear, name, Ethan Crow. Upload date, September 22, 2013. Cause of death, suicide. A low-res video clip of a teenage boy plays.
Had a bad couple of days, few days. I actually had a suicide attempt. I swallowed a bunch of antidepressants, and sometimes I think I should just take this flashlight and just go out to Covington and disappear. My friend has seen some of these videos that I've recorded, and she made us this.
A pink keychain with LMS on one side.
Matching keychains, it's a picture of us from middle school at a dance. And it's really nice of her. She's one of the best people I know. I think I'm gonna ask her to the dance. Maybe things will change after that. Who knows?
He shines a flashlight into the camera. Cut to black. Lionsgate and Herrick Entertainment present a /Woods film. Through the black tubing of a flashlight, a coil spirals, light glistens along the edges. Wires connect forward through several narrow tubes. A blinding light flickers. Nightlight. From the perspective of a flashlight, a bright beam shines onto the dashboard of a car.
You stupid fucking flashlight. Piece of shit. How am I supposed to play flashlight games when my flashlight doesn't work?
A denim shirt embroidered with Zack's Dairy Shack and ice cream cones lands on the passenger seat. A name tag reads, Robin, it falls on the shirt. Robin looks at her reflection in the driver's side window and wipes her eyes.
Damn it.
She applies lip balm.
Alright, stop crying. Just forget about him. Forget about him.
She opens the cargo area. A border collie sits inside.
According to Facebook.
She sits beside the dog and removes a shoe.
Ben likes sports. And he likes rock climbing.
She places a brace on her foot.
He likes Abercrombie and Fitch. I know.
He really likes dogs, so you are going to be my wingman, okay? Okay? Okay?
Okay. Good boy. You're such a good boy.
Robin drops a pink keychain. She and her dog walk to a forest.
Hey, Ben. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Not how you doing. How are
you? Thank you for inviting me to play flashlight games with you guys. Oh, it's gonna be so scary in Covington. Oh, that sounds fucking desperate. Okay,
Hey, guys!
Hold on. Can we just talk about our vapor for a minute?
Oh, hi! What's up?
Hey, what's your name?
Robin.
Who's talking to the dog?
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, that's Kramer.
Okay.
You could keep Kramer away from me. That'd be... sweet.
It looks like you're crying. No, I wasn't crying. I was just like, I was laughing so hard, so my eyes were watering.
You know any tricks?
I think it's kind of weird that you brought a dog.
Not weird.
It's weird.
It's not weird.
Weird.
Oh, does anybody know when Ben's coming?
Why?
What?
I said why.
I'm just wondering.
You are so weird.
I'm just wondering when everybody's coming.
Uh-huh, you're wondering when everybody's coming, or you're wondering when Ben is coming?
Yeah, very funny. Can I have my flashlight back, please?
Everybody knows I have a fuck crush on Ben.
Is it because he's pretty?
No, I don't like Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
Ah! You're a guest for a dog.
Hey, boy. Are you excited? No, I know we said Lincoln Forest, but it's going to be way cooler in Covington.
Yeah, I've always wanted to play flashlight games with you guys. I brought my own flashlight. Well,
ooh,
cool.
She brought her own exactly flashlight.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Where'd you find the dog?
So, hey, Ben, you've played Nightlight before, right? How does it work? Is it like hide and seek? Because I am awesome.
Yo,
at that
Robin.
Game.
Do you work at the dairy shop now?
Me?
Yeah. Kathy told me that she thought she saw yesterday cleaning counters or something.
No, I wouldn't work that now.
Memorize the Wikipedia page? Guys, how much further are we going?
Marketing, I guess. Like, you're not...
They climb through a barbed wire fence.
We're not going to the church, are we?
Robin grabs the fence.
Fucking possible.
People come here to die. It's so creepy.
Maybe it's the altitude. Like, it makes people do things they don't want to do.
Now, the only thing that makes me do things I don't want to do is vagina.
Not mine.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm cool.
No, you're not.
At a creek.
The scariest shit I have ever heard.
What?
You can see dead bodies just lying at the bottom of the crest.
Like that kid from our school. What was his name?
Who?
Steven.
If I'm gonna commit suicide, I do something cool. Like drive my Vespa into a tornado.
Chris!
Or swallow dynamite.
Can you keep walking, please?
You can't just go to some gay ass forest and.
If you kill yourself, you deserve to. Literally lose a life, you know what I mean? Okay, but that's not mean, is it? Alright, come on, let's go. I don't know how you guys think she's gonna play Nightlight if she can't even cross a lawn.
Hey,
Robin!
There it is.
I read this OMG fact that this forest is a great place for blowjobs from ghosts.
Shut
up. Blowjobs.
Very rapey.
I heard an oh my god fact that if we don't get to this dump in 5 minutes, I'm gonna throw you off the crest.
Whoa! Who was that? Did you just check out his ass?
No.
Where are you shining at?
I wasn't shining anywhere.
Was shining right on your ass.
Hey, check it out.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at all.
You
I was
guys,
just...
I have a way better ass than Ben. Come on. I swim.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of Bad News Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Or Unlucky Brian.
Oh, Unlucky Brian.
Do you guys follow the president?
At train tracks.
I think he's close enough. Who's first?
Come on, you guys, how's it done?
Go do it!
Let's do this thing. You girls are gonna regret this.
Here we go! Go!
Ben, what happens? Yeah. What happens if you don't get your flashlight in time?
No, that's never happened before.
Go!
Ben, you up, do this thing.
I'm up!
What is he next?
How many did you get?
It's a bear. Show Maria the dead. Girls should be first.
That one!
Go, Ben!
Amelia! Do it.
One, two, three, four. I have to say, I think Ben's run was sexier than Chris.
I am a sexy runner.
Oh. I got 12! 12? Okay.
What?
Nia, just go!
What's up, bro?
Yeah, let's go, Nia!
Woo! Go, girl!
Yeah, get it!
Yeah, girl!
Woo! 13,
what's she doing? No, come on! Come on!
Robin!
Hey, come on!
It's getting closer, you better run really fast, okay?
Go!
Robin sets her flashlight on the tracks and runs toward the train.
Hey, Robin, wait!
Robin!
Robin leaps from the tracks, under the train, the wheels grind against metal, orange sparks fly.
Your flashlight still works!
That's good because you're definitely gonna need it.
That's what I mean. Animals sense that shit.
Like earthquakes.
What? No. No, it's like, okay, in Covington, it's like scary evil shit. So if Kramer starts running from something, I am getting the fuck out of here. Oh! That's it, right there.
What?
This is it. This is what Richie was telling me about.
I wanna see some fucking swag.
This place fucks with life.
Chris dumps batteries into Robin's hand.
All right, now, is this where you were? Robin?
Yeah, I think so.
Here?
Did we really come here to watch Chris do magic?
All right, so watch. Some creepy demon is going to sneak up on me and turn this flashlight on.
Chris stands still and watches the flashlight in his hand.
Seriously? Are you sure this is where you were? Because it only works in specific places. It's like a 4G, like hotspot.
I mean, maybe it's to the left?
Nice to go.
No, no, to the right. a little further back.
Can we hurry up?
A little further.
Right here?
No, keep going.
I don't think it was this far.
This is stupid. Can we go, please?
Oh, it's right there.
He walks backward and vanishes into the darkness.
Chris, whatever this game is, I'm sure it would be much more fun with beer. Chris?
A light flashes from the darkness.
I told you! Oh, shit!
A branch falls.
What the fuck?
That was hilarious.
Oh my god.
Was I right?
Because if you die in Covington, your spirit becomes a part of the woods, the rocks, the grass, the branches. The animals. Everything here is haunted. You might start to feel sleepy.
Chris shines his flashlight below his chin.
You lose your sense of who you are. You can't find the way out. That's because there is no way out anymore. You come across the old church. You know it was built in the 30s to ward off evil, so maybe it'll keep you safe. You ask forgiveness and confess your sins. That's when it's too late. The spirits are already there. They take you over. No matter what you do now, you're no longer in control. You find yourself drawn to the crest, staring down the precipice, like hundreds of people before you, and there's nothing you can do as you jump. Nothing except think of the impact. Turn off your flashlights as much as you can. Light attracts them. Don't write your name in the forest. It's a request to die. And whatever you do, never enter the church. That is where they wait.
On a tree stump, wearing only underwear, Ben spins, then flexes.
I'm a Greek statue.
What's it gonna be?
Dare.
Dare. Nice.
I dare you to text me a naked picture.
Oh, yeah.
That's not funny.
No, it's not supposed to be funny.
No, my neighbor sent a naked picture to her own Gmail account. Bam, charged with distributing child pornography.
So you're not going to send me the picture?
Truth.
Oh. When was the first time you ever touched yourself in the swimsuit area in an inappropriate fashion? And Robin here wants all the disgusting details.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No. Christmas vacation. I was watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on cable.
The claymation?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, I guess I feel a little bit better. The Grinch and I had a thing.
This is why Katy Perry's boobs can't be on Sesame Street.
Ben touches Robin's thigh.
Your nose?
No.
Your nose yet?
No.
He moves his hand up her leg.
Your nose?
No.
Nervous. She?
He touches her breast.
Well, we went pretty hot.
Chris touches Robin's thigh and raises his eyebrows.
Nervous.
I don't feel good. So. Like, oh, like sick. To my stomach. I just haven't eaten all day, I guess, so.
Well, I mean, anorexia is unhealthy, Robin.
No, it's not that. I don't know. Maybe something's on my forehead.
You're fine. Seriously.
I think this is stupid. Covington's full of wild animals and cliffs, and I mean, I have to get to work early tomorrow.
That sounds lame, but the first time's always the best.
Really?
Yeah, it's so scary.
Cool.
Okay, so we blindfold you, right? And now everybody's hiding, okay? Mm-hmm. And you count to 100, mm-hmm. slowly, okay? Like 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, uh-huh. 3. All right, now when you get to 100, you take off the blindfold, mm-hmm. and then you try and find us.
But what if I can't find you?
Just scream nightlife.
Mom, slutty chicks! And I will not apologize for that.
No one's asking you to, buddy.
Something about tramp stamps and tongue rings. Like, I'm always gonna talk shit about girls who have them, but the truth is, it's instant Viagra. Plus, I was watching Real Housewives before coming here. That show always makes me horny for some reason.
Hey, Ben, you know,
I want a nightlight!
I wanted to thank you again for inviting me. I mean, it's been really fun hanging with the cool kids, but... Did we already start? Okay. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000.
A breeze blows by, Robin shivers. Kramer sits, his leash tied to a tree. Kramer walks closer to Robin.
Kramer. 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 Come on.
Robin removes the blindfold, stands, and grabs her flashlight.
It's okay, Kramer. We'll just do one of these games and then we'll go home.
She wanders through the forest.
I'm gonna end up with poison ivy or poison oak or some shit. So dumb. Hello?
A light shines in the distance.
Oh, I see you!
The light moves up, then down.
Guys! Okay. Nightlight! Nightlight!
She paces.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you see the Covington ghost?
Yeah, super scary.
Hey, if you be really quiet, you can almost hear it. Sweet.
It sounds like voices.
But what if it's like the voices of everyone who's died here?
It's a river.
Yeah, a river of voices.
This is my cousin Mitchie, he's hilarious. Yo, what's up, douche?
Fitchasaurus, you banged that big booty blonde yet?
Oh, he's
really immature. I don't really hang out with him.
Nice.
Hey, bro.
Ben snatches the phone and tosses it.
No phones, Bitchosaurus.
Okay. Is that my battery?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not cool, man.
Not leaving.
Well, I kind of have to.
No, you kind of can't.
Yeah, why not?
Well, because I am using your flashlight for my turn.
Okay, fine, but please be careful with it.
Why, was it a present from someone special?
Something like that.
Well, here is a present from me. That's beautiful,
oh,
huh?
Oh, no, I can't believe you're going to leave me this piece of shit.
You can use mine if you want. It's a mag light, so it's, like, pretty much the best.
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay.
Kramer!
A dead animal.
No, bad dog, no.
This is why we don't bring our pets, Robin. How do you know it was Kramer?
Oh, no, I feel bad. I think we should have, like, a burial for it or something.
Hey, why don't we look for the old church in the woods and order service?
Leave the jokes to me, Ben.
I'm gonna squash this motherfucker.
Three, two. Are you? Oh, Jesus!
Could you be any more insensitive? I hear that you are the best at
Well, I'm only as good as my flashlight.
Robin ties Ben's blindfold.
Seriously, Ben, you look cute with that yellow bandana. Hey, let's do it! Robin.
You know, I'm really glad you came tonight. Yeah, we should hang out more often, you know?
Robin sneaks away.
Did you say something? stupid. 7-1000.
Objects fall from the trees beside Ben. He lifts his hoodie over his head. A branch falls behind him. He jumps.
Robin?
He feels for the tree stump and sits back down. The flashlight spins and falls.
I love this game.
Gotcha!
Ben wanders the forest.
Where would I hide? Where the fuck are you?
Found you!
Guys?
He carves words on a tree.
Ben was here. Do you want my autograph? Okay, the creek is on the left highway between Jersey back there, so. There they are. Guys!
He uncovers a closed bear trap.
Whoa. Who the fuck sent this off? Okay, I came from this way, and I came back around. shit, I lost it. Fucking thing. Rub in your flashlight is a piece of shit.
In a trench, dead animals sprawl in puddles of blood.
God. What the fuck is that? Holy shit. Nightlight! Guys! Are you up here? Guys?
He stands on the edge of a jagged cliff.
How far down is that?
The full moon shines above a silhouette of the treetops. A humanoid figure moves behind a boulder. Ben falls, then flies into a tree. Blood splatters. The flashlight rolls away. The flashlight stops, Ben falls on his back beside it, eyes wide and face covered in blood. His eyes roll to the back of his head. A white wolf snarls at the flashlight, cut to black.
Ben! Ben! Is that my flashlight?
How long have we been walking?
Why would he leave my flashlight here?
Because he's being Ben.
So what, he's messing with us? No, close. Maybe he found Chris and Amelia.
He probably found them fucking in the woods.
Let's go, Nia.
Nia sits.
What if he's hurt? Let's just keep going.
It's freaking ridiculous. I get stuck with you.
People go out here all the time, and they don't come back.
You don't actually believe those stupid stories, do you?
No, Nia. I want to make sure that Ben is not hurt.
Are you coming or not? Robin.
What?
Did you really know the boy who died here?
His name was Ethan.
Do you ever wonder if he actually meant to kill himself?
Look, I'm leaving Ben's light so I can find my way back.
Okay, good for you.
I need you to wait for me, because I don't know how to get out of the woods from here.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
I am serious.
Okay?
I am serious.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Ben? Is everything cool?
Ben, is everything cool? I'm so worried about you.
Bitch.
Ben?
Why did I have to get stuck with Nia? Ben! Chris? Hello?
A black substance trails the ground. Ben stands facing away behind a branch.
Ben. Shit, I've been looking everywhere for you. Look, Nia's waiting for us, so we should...
He trudges out of sight.
No, we should go back. Wait, Ben, where are you going?
Ben? Ben, stop fucking with me.
Night to be over.
Fuck, come on.
Come on, come on, you stupid fucking flashlight. Just... Oh, God damn it. Just work, stupid shit.
Ben!
Wooden crosses dot the ground. A light beams.
Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. Very funny.
The light shuts off. It beams from another direction. It shuts off. Robin walks toward where it was.
Guys, what the fuck? I am done playing Nightlight.
The light disappears.
Ha ha, you guys are so hilarious!
She staggers toward the opening of a dark, narrow cave.
There's no way I'm going in there.
I am not going in there!
In the cave, the light glistens along the walls, then shuts off.
Very funny, guys.
Pick on the new girl.
I can hear you!
She turns back to the opening of the cave. A figure steps aside. She trudges deeper into the cave.
Just sitting there back there. Guys!
A light strobes at the end of the cave.
It's a dead end. How did Ben's flashlight get back here?
She kicks the flashlight.
Okay, now there has to be another tunnel. There's no way they got out of here unless there's another tunnel. Why would it be a tunnel? Oh, I should never have come here for a stupid boy.
She runs her fingers along the walls of the cave. Bats shower over her. The cave mouth crumbles, she turns around, the figure gapes.
Kramer!
Kramer, come here. Come on, Kramer. Come on, boy. We gotta go. Kramer. Kramer, come. Kramer. Kramer. Okay, come on. Kramer, come right now. No, no, Kramer. No. Kramer. Bad dog. Come back here. Kramer. Kramer, let's get out of here now.
Her ankle catches in a bear trap. She pries it open. She removes her brace. Her ankle bleeds.
Kramer! Kramer! Kramer!
A light beams.
Run!
Chris dashes past.
Run to the church! Run!
Nia sits limp against a tree.
Nia? Nia, wake up. Nia, stop. I know you're not possessed.
Robin taps Nia's shoulder. Her head leans to the side. She drops the flashlight.
Chris! Chris, I found Nia!
She drags Nia and lays her down. The figure sneaks behind them.
I can't fucking do this.
She picks up her flashlight and Nia's camera.
I said that I guarantee that all the men she got an after school job because she's fucking insecure.
Oh, and she tries to
hard. She fucking tries way too hard. So insecure.
Why did you leave me?
Nia, this isn't where I left you. I left you with Ben's light and I found it in a fucking cave. And I saw someone and there was a you.
I was waiting for you.
What are you talking about, Nia? What is wrong?
I heard you on my name and then
You wouldn't wake up. You were passed out. What the fuck is going on? And then Chris runs off. He was scared. I don't know. Maybe something happened to Amelia.
They're at the church. I'm serious, Robin.
No, Nia, I'm not going to the fucking church.
We bought a bunch of fake blood and...
Mia, are you even fucking listening to me?
Pretend to be dead at the church.
I almost died. You weren't in that cave. You don't know what I just fucking saw. This whole forest is a graveyard. There are crosses everywhere.
I'm sorry, Robin. I don't know what else to say. We're assholes. Whatever. Let's just get out of here.
Nia stumbles to a fallen tree and sits.
Nia? Nia? Why am I so tired? Nia, I feel sick.
Cut to black. Nia sleeps on the ground, her face pressed onto a tree. A shadow moves gradually over her. Robin sleeps leaning against a tree. The flashlight falls abruptly. A figure moves swiftly behind them, shining a light.
It's them!
Ben is still hiding?
Hey! Ha ha. Morning.
Flashlight.
Hey! They're fucking with us.
What? Fuck. They're asleep.
No, they're burning up.
Okay.
Oh, all right. All right.
Help!
Help us! You're not being raped.
Chris?
Fire!
Fire!
Rape!
Fire!
Time out. I'm going to go look for my battery. I know where it is, and then we'll call for help.
Who are you going to call?
Please don't set me up like that in a haunted forest.
No, Chris! Wake up, please. Please, please, please. Robin, come on.
A thick tree falls, cut to black. Nia sits up against a tree unconscious. In her hand, Robin's keychain wiggles.
Nia. Nia.
Robin opens Nia's eyelid, her eyes roll back, then roll forward.
Nia, we passed out. What's wrong with us?
Where are we?
Your name's written in this tree.
How long have we been here? I don't know, since 10.
A tree reads Nia was here.
Why am I so tired? Did you see this fall?
Let's just leave Chris and Millie at the tree.
Good. I'm just happy we're leaving.
Blood splatters trees and rocks along the trail. Nia pulls out a strip of condoms. She grimaces.
Oh, fuck. Do you think he was running from something? Where did all this blood come from?
She yanks out a jug spilling fake blood.
Nia.
That's sticky.
Corn syrup.
There's like 20 more condoms in there. I think there's lube.
I can't touch this.
See if there's a map or something.
Here, hold this.
I think it's a ghost, Vicky. Turn your flashlight off as much as possible. Don't write your name in the forest. Watch out for wolves and rattlesnakes. I don't know if you can memorize it.
Maybe you can tell us how to get out. Release how to find the church. The
church was built near the 800-foot crest as a safe haven. Last stop for those considering suicide.
Nia snatches the paper from Robin.
Victims of possession usually appear drowsy or fall into a sleep-like state.
A round object rolls behind Robin.
Robin, did we fall asleep on purpose? We were tired.
Victims exhibit loss of muscle control and eye reflex. All were found to have carved their name into the forest before death.
I don't want to read this anymore.
Remember that creek we crossed? Maybe if we're really quiet, we could hear it. Sound travels really far at night, right? In the mountains?
Nia stares into the darkness.
Robin. I remember this.
What?
Like deja vu or something. When we were asleep, I dreamed about this. I remember we were waiting here. And we couldn't hear the creek. And I had this awful feeling in my stomach. Like I couldn't move. And so I looked to you. Standing right over there. Under that fallen tree. You were terrified.
Why?
Something was following us. There was a noise. Your nose started bleeding.
My nose.
It seems fine.
Nia!
Nia's nose bleeds.
What the fuck?
Are you okay?
Why? I want to keep going. I want to find the creek.
We've been trying to leave. It won't let us.
Turn off your light!
Cut to black.
Where the fuck are you guys? We're moving in fucking circles.
They walk through the wooden crosses.
I feel like something's watching us.
Robin yanks out a cross and tosses it.
What the fuck does this place want from us? Let us go!
Let's get the fuck out of here. It's doing the flicker thing that Chris was talking about.
Oh, no, the batteries are just old.
Well, here, let me try something. It helps with battery life when you keep it warm. Jesus Christ.
What?
Flashlight says Ethan on it?
Yeah.
You put the flashlight of your deceased friend to the haunted forest where he mysteriously died? That's not a rational decision.
You just figure yourself to the Grinch, but hey, here we are.
You fucked us. You know that, right? There's some real exorcist shit going on here.
Flashlight isn't haunted.
Ridiculous. And Tooth Fairy didn't bring me Lady fucking Gaga tickets when I lost a molar. I live in the real world, Nia. It's not my fault that my parents were wealthy, but anything, it was a stigma I had to overcome.
Oh, please.
Why am I holding this for my life? Oh my god, I'm still
okay,
touching it.
I don't want to give it to me.
A lamppost shines beside them.
I told you. Didn't I tell you it was your fucking friend? This is bad. Does this mean there's a demon or something? It has motion sensors. You possibly have electricity running into it.
How do you know there's no electricity running into it?
The light brightens, then shuts off.
I know I don't talk to you often, as you know, but if you could please watch over me, right?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, us.
No, don't bring me into this.
What? It's
just motion sensors.
I'm leaving. 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 I want to be more honest, and I'm going to go to church more often if I get out of here. Please, please, please. And I'm sorry that I dropped out of youth group because I thought all the kids were annoying, but they were really. I don't like it.
Okay, that is enough. That's enough. Maybe this is a good thing. You know, maybe this means we're getting out of here.
I think we have to go back.
This is a horrible idea.
No, I can't find my camera.
Are you completely fucking insane?
Well, it has a strong flash. We can use it.
No, no, we are not going back.
I don't want to be anywhere near these lights, and I feel like if your flash
dies... isn't gonna help.
Fuck.
A lamppost stands lit in the distance, then shuts off. A tall black shadowy figure appears.
Run! Yes, it's following us!
Run!
Where are you? Nia, wait, I can't! Nia! Where are you? Nia! Where are you?
Nia!
Yeah.
Fuck. Run.
Nia!
Nia sits against a tree with her head down.
Stop faking.
Wake up, Nia. Wake up. It's not fun. Fine. But if you don't wake up, I'm leaving. Did you hear me? I'm gonna leave if you don't stop. Nia.
Robin drops her flashlight. She sits beside Nia.
Here's my embarrassing story. Sophomore year, my friend Ethan asked me to homecoming. We went to all the middle school dances together. We even got our picture taken once. But I was tired of being the smart girl who socialized with the uncool. I wanted to be pretty and popular. I wanted to be you. So I lied. I lied and I told Ethan that I was going to be out of town. But I still went by myself, and as I was waiting on the bleachers, praying that Ben would ask me to dance. Ethan walked in. And I didn't know what to do or what he was gonna say when he saw me. But he just smiled. Like everything was okay. Like he was happy. And that night, Ethan came to Covington alone, and he hiked to the top of the crest. And he jumped. And as soon as I heard it, I knew it was because of me, and I felt so guilty that I came here and I tried to kill him. That's when I found this flashlight. And I kept it as a reminder. Ghosts and demons don't kill people.
A figure moves behind Robin.
People kill people.
A faceless creature stands. Then turns slightly.
Don't hurt me. Nia, we're leaving.
A large shadow covers Nia and she vanishes. Robin inches across the log. A snake strikes her. She falls in the creek. The water flashes red. Cut to black. Red water flashes to blue. Robin floats beneath the surface. Bubbles churn in the water. Rocks sit next to a boulder. Robin climbs out of the water. She grabs her flashlight. She shines the light to the sky.
Let me leave!
The red taillight of a car lies in the brush. She shines the light on the driver's side window. Moss and branches cover the exterior. She opens the door. Branches fall out. She gets in. In the rearview mirror, she looks at a cut on her forehead. Her pink keychain hangs from the ignition. She looks at the picture of her and Ethan. She pulls a paper from the visor that reads LHS Homecoming Dance. October 28th. 7:30 to midnight in the gym.
Kramer? Oh, fuck. Come on, please work. God damn it. Kramer! Kramer, it's me. Come here, boy. Kramer!
Cut to black. She takes a photo with a camera, it flashes. On the camera, a photo of a featureless figure stands behind leaves. It moves forward, mouth gaping.
Oh god, oh god. Okay. Let's get to the truck. It's okay. Okay, what is it that you want? What do you want from me?
She places the flashlight on the hood. The car's headlights turn on.
All right, Ethan. I'm coming.
Robin stands before the car.
I'm here. I'm ready.
She staggers back into the forest with the camera, taking photos with the flash on along the way.
Where do you want me to go?
The headlights shut off, a glowing dot peeps from the darkness. It moves to the side, two eyes glow, then blink. The eyes fly to the right and vanish. A log crashes onto the hood of the car. The flashlight rolls to a stop. A figure picks up the flashlight. The light shines on the wooden crosses. The flashlight shines faintly onto a decrepit white house with a paneled window and double doors. Painted above the door, a large cross. The door stands ajar, white paint chipped and worn down along the wood, moss lines the crevices. Inside, the light shines onto the baseboard and floor. Black liquid is splattered on the wall. Another set of double doors bears painted crosses. A broken corner of the wall reveals the foundation. A narrow staircase turns left, then left again. At the top of the stairs, a door sits open to a room on the right. From the stairs, the light illuminates a white cross painted on the ground floor. In the room, holes in the roof expose the outside. Branches wrap around the ceiling beams. A sheet of damask fabric lays over a wooden structure. Sheets of paper scatter the floor beside a knocked over chair.
I'm sorry, Amelia, I couldn't find my phone battery, I was looking for fucking ever, and then my flashlight died.
Yo, it's working now.
No, this is Robbins.
Where is she?
She wasn't there, and I probably should have turned around and looked, but... Let's leave.
Okay. We're not leaving without our friends. You weren't there.
The light shines on Chris's feet.
You didn't see the tree fall. And there are noises.
Maybe whatever's out there isn't trying to hurt us. You know?
It shines on Amelia's face.
Hey, your fingers.
She lifts her bloody fingers on the floor. Amelia was here.
Oh, fuck.
She grabs the light.
Chris!
I don't know.
Chris,
tell me what I can do. Anything, just tell me what I can do.
Say a prayer.
His face quivers.
Okay, a prayer. Okay.
To make me feel better.
Yeah. Okay.
Say the old father prayer.
Our Father. All right. Our Father. I don't think I know that one.
And do the Hail Mary prayer.
I don't think I know any of these prayers.
He balls his fists.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Bnei Hagar.
Lutheran.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo, God, if you're listening, it's Amelia and Chris.
if you really exist, tell her to give me a kiss.
She shines the light on the door.
Robin? Hello?
Turn it off!
I'm trying.
Hurry!
Right there.
Just cover it. Cover it.
The light falls, fabric covers it. Faint blue light glows in the darkness. Amelia's jacket flies.
No, I can't do it.
Chris covers the light. They cower in the corner.
Oh my God, what's happening?
Just look at me. There's nothing there.
Chris, what's happening?
It's just us. It's okay.
Chris, it's gonna be closer.
The flashlight shoots backward. Chris holds Amelia. A mirror falls and shatters. Chris reaches for the flashlight. It flies backward and onto the first floor. A set of open double doors creak closed. Chris lands before the flashlight. Nia creeps through the doors. The flashlight spins away from Chris. Amelia lands before it, eyes bleeding. Blood drips onto the floor. Cut to black. In the forest, Amelia and Chris levitate facing down. Amelia hangs sideways. A flashlight shines through the trees. Robin treads toward the flashlight. She pauses.
When does this end?
She meanders the forest. Nia appears standing still.
Oh my God. Nia, I thought you were dead. Ethan!
Hands red and eyes closed, Nia stands in front of the church.
Ethan, there's blood on her hands. What did you make her do? Ethan, let her go.
At the door, Robin faces Nia's back. Inside, blood smears the floor. She looks around the empty floor, then upstairs. She climbs the staircase. At the center of the room, four flashlights lie shining in opposite directions. They illuminate scattered debris. Robin inches toward the lights. Light blasts through the floorboards. She heads downstairs. Nia stands still in the doorway. Robin pushes open the doors inside. Lit light bulbs dangle from the ceiling. An inverted cross is painted on a door. Foundation shows beneath peeled walls. Decrepit furniture and debris span the room. Robin turns to Nia. Nia stalks toward her. Robin closes the door and locks it. She steps toward the inverted cross door and opens it. She sits on her knees.
I'm sorry for what happened to my friends. I know that I'm responsible. That is all my fault. But you shouldn't have punished them for what I did. I'm sorry for being selfish. I'm sorry for being stupid. Coming here to this forest when I knew that I should never return. I wish I'd gone to the dance with you.
Dust falls from the ceiling. She slumps down.
Listen to me. I know that something horrible happened to you when you came here. But Ethan, this isn't the real you. You were kind. You were so caring. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I let my only real friend die.
The lights dim.
I'm so sorry, Ethan. I'm sorry.
She starts to stand. The door slams on her. The flashlight flips over and spins, then levitates upward.
Help! Help!
The dangling ceiling lights slowly illuminate. They shatter. The flashlight drops to the floor behind a shard of glass. Robin's feet trudge forward. She steps in front of the flashlight and picks up the shard. She grabs the flashlight. Nia stands before the door, blood splattered across her neck and chest. She opens her eyes.
Robin
slits Nia's throat. Nia falls. Robin turns and trudges to the open inverted cross door. Inside, a tiny room with markings all over the walls. Sam was here. Mel was here. Otto was here. Maria was here. Her hand coated in blood, Robin etches on the floor with a glass shard. Ethan was here. She steps outside the church and walks around it. At a cliff. She steps over the edge. The flashlight cracks and shatters. Through shattered glass, the forest and hills stand silhouetted below a dark, cloudy sky. The sun begins to rise, pinkish light paints the tops of the hills. To the side, a blinding light glows, flickers, then shuts off. The flashlight drops. From above, Robin, Amelia, Nia, Chris, and Ben lay covered in blood on the ground around thick broken branches and logs. At the top of the cliff, the sky brightens to blue. A video clip of Ethan in a suit and tie plays.
This is for Robin.
His bloodshot eyes glisten.
I'm going to Covington Woods, to the top of the crest. So this is my suicide note.
He wipes his eyes and holds a flashlight.
I wonder if you'll notice.
Cut to black. Nightlight. Written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Produced by Norton Herrick, Michael London, Darren Brandle, Janice Williams. Executive producers, Gregory Plotkin, Kelly Mullen, Peter Graves, Mike Herrick. Director of photography, Andrew M. Davis. Edited by Russell Andrew. Cast. Ethan, Kyle Fain. Robin, Shelby Young. Nia, Chloe Bridges. Amelia, Taylor Murphy. Ben, Mitch Heuer. Chris, Carter Jenkins. Re-recording mixer, Richard Kidding. Sound effects editors, Chris Diebold, James Miller, Kyland Riley. Sound designer, Trevor Gates. Supervising sound editor, Stephen Eba. Music by Howard Herrick. Credits continue. Copyright, 2013, NLHL, LLC. All rights reserved. Herrick Entertainment.